Press.
Morning. We're here for a pre-hearing conference for case consolidated case numbers LS21-002-003 and 004. My name is Ryan Vansel, hearing examiner. Good morning, counsel. I'll ask each of you to identify who is here, just so we get you on the record for who you're representing and who you're here for, and then we'll jump into hopefully a quick pre-hearing conference to schedule the remainder of this hearing. And I'll just start working my way down the line. Mr. Larkin.
Yes, Alex Larkin. Also, Mark Kimball is in my office with me for Baja Concrete USA Corp.
Okay. Ms. Wolf.
Good morning, Your Honor. Nicole Wolf for New Way Forming.
Ms. Kincaid.
Good morning. This is Sarah Kincaid for Antonio Machado.
Ms. Sylvester.
Good morning, Your Honor. This is Lorna Staten Sylvester on behalf of the Department, the Office of Labor Standards in the city.
Mr. Wandler.
Good morning, everybody. Jason Wandler for New Way Forming.
And Ms. Williams.
Good morning. Cindy Williams for the City of Seattle.
All right. Is there anyone else on there? Okay.
Yes, Trina Pridgen. I'm also here from the City Attorney's Office, representing the Office of Labor Standards.
And Trina Pridgen. Pigeon. Yes. All right. Thank you.
Rhymes with pigeon, but
aren't at the end. All right. Thank you. Very good, counsel. We're here after we've already had some pre-hearing motion and conferencing in this matter before. On my schedule to get scheduled for this hearing to proceed, then it seems that we only need to schedule dates for exchange of exhibit and filing of exhibited witness lists, an exchange of exhibits, and a hearing date. Is that correct?
Actually, Your Honor, just to bring you up to date, the city supplemented their discovery responses relatively recently with some additional names of witnesses. Apparently, there's some of the workers who are now apparently willing to testify, maybe weren't before or something like that. So because they've disclosed these additional names recently, we would like an opportunity, request an opportunity to depose a few of them. Essentially, you know, continuing the cutoff date for depositions.
Okay. I don't recall off the top of my head if we set a discovery schedule before or not. I don't always. I do at the request of the parties. But typically, discovery is just handled by the parties, and I get a motion. Certainly can rule on any motions if there's over scope or somebody's not responsive or something along those lines. Is there any, is there a request on the party's behalf? Do we need to set a discovery deadline or schedule in addition to the exhibit and witness list and hearing date, or do we just want to set those other dates, leaving enough room for you all to complete discovery within that?
If that would be fine, then that approach would be.
Okay, so I'll just leave it to you then to keep that in mind for what time you need to do that, and we'll look to a hearing date that will accommodate your efforts in that regard. Let's start with a hearing date. I don't recall how many days we were looking at before, but it seemed like most of a week. You all have been at this more than I have, so if somebody has a sense of how many days you still need, I do recall at one point it was being trimmed down in the parties' minds, and I don't know if there's been any discussion about that since your mediation attempts or settlement efforts. So if you have a sense of how many days we would need for hearing, if it's more than four, that would be helpful.
Well, the parties did discuss the hearing dates. And we chose then March 10th through the 14th. And then if there are days that are additional days that are needed, we agreed to the 17th through the 21st additional date.
We had some further correspondence going on. We agreed on April 17th as the agreed date. for the start of the hearing date.
I thought we agreed on the 10th.
All right. Well, let's start with, it looks like the parties are in agreement on 4 days necessary for hearing. Is that correct? Does anybody believe we need more than 4 days for hearing?
I believe we'll need more, in part because the city has added these additional witnesses. So I would say probably 5 days.
Okay. Let's look for 5 days on the calendar. March 10th is, I'm assuming, may not be what you're looking for. That's a Friday and would not give us the
right, weekend. I'm going to say April.
Okay. All right. Let's, that's not a problem. So it looks like you are all in agreement on at least going to April. So let's look for April dates. And why don't we start with that week of April 10, 11, 12, 13. And I'll put an additional day, but that would follow into the following week, so we don't have to do 5 consecutive days of hearing. Is there any conflict for any party for April 10, 11, 12, 13, and Monday the 17th? Mr. Larkin, I think I see you speaking. If it's to me, you'll need to unmute yourself.
That was to Mark Gimbel.
Okay, very good. Sorry. Any conflicts with anyone in their schedule for those dates in April? All right. Hearing none, we've got a hearing schedule for April 10, 11, 12, and 13, with Monday the 17th also reserved. At this point, I believe the parties are pretty clear on who the witnesses will be and what the exhibits will be exchanged. Do we need staggered exchange of witness and exhibit lists for a respondent, or shall we submit them all on a single date?
I think we're fine submitting them all on a single date. I mean, everything's pretty much laid out for everybody knows.
Yes, and we have chosen March 6th.
Okay. No need on my part to do it earlier. Do you want to go that early? We could typically, at least in most of our hearings, we're a week or two out from the hearing date for that submission. So we can set a longer time if you all need that, but it gives you more time to prepare and finish discovery if, say, we set it at March 27th.
I think that's reasonable.
Okay.
That gives a little bit more flow on depositions.
All right. So March 27th will be the due date for filing exhibit and witness lists, serving those on each other, and exchanging exhibits with each other as well. Instructions on how to do that will be included in the pre-hearing order. I do anticipate, does anyone anticipate needing or wanting to appear in person or have a witness appear in person? Does anybody do? We do hybrid hearings now if that's desired. Or not. It's really at the election of any party or individual. It's not nobody has to agree to that. It's just what you want to do, and we will accommodate individual desires in that. Does anybody want to appear in person?
No.
Okay, very good. We'll be doing a remote hearing then. The rules for exchanging exhibits, et cetera, will be touched on, and the process for filing exhibits will be included in the pre-hearing order. Our schedule then is March 27th for exhibit and witness exchange list and exchange of exhibits. We have our hearing date set. Is there anything else we need to set as part of the pre-hearing order? All right, very good. Thank you all for your time. I look forward to seeing you all at hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.